Are you single or are you taken?
Taken.
Taken.
Yeah.
Would you cheat?
Huh?
Would you cheat?
No.
Even if you couldn't get caught?
Even if I couldn't get caught?
Yeah.
No. I'd be caught in my heart.
You're real if you're telling the truth. You got to be able to sleep with yourself at night. This is a real man right here. He made a commitment and he's sticking to it. But I guess my question is he telling the truth or is he capping? Because he know the cameras is on. Or maybe he don't like white girl. If it was a thick black chick, would he say the same thing? I need to know in the comment section. I don't know, that white beater and that gold chain giving off certain vibes.
How many Instagram models do you follow?
I unfollowed them all.
Why?
Here's what I hate about Instagram models. Thirst trap. Thirst trap. Oh, my niece's graduation. What? Get that the f*** out of here. What? Start another Instagram account for your family.
Yeah, we don't care about your life. We rarely care about your face. We just want to see what we're here for. And look, you don't mind. Or if you did mind, you wouldn't post thirst traps. But you just care about the attention. So I don't feel bad for just coming to your page for that. You didn't present yourself as a human. You presented yourself as an object. So keep posting yourself as an object because I don't care about what's going on in your personal life. And I think I speak for most men on the gram. Yeah, send those pics to family and friends through text. We don't want to see that.
When you're in a relationship, what do you bring to the table?
Everything. I bring the whole table.
The truth is, it ain't no hope for the future. Y'all killing me with this.
What's on the table?
There's loyalty. There's emotional stability.
Okay, wait. Emotional stability is a joke. There is no emotionally stable woman. There's a woman who's more emotionally stable than the average woman. Okay, cool. But there's no such thing as an emotionally stable woman. And loyalty, you at the gym with skin-tight clothes on where your poom-poom imprint is sticking out. With a bunch of chads around working out. Nah, I gotta call cap on the loyalty. So right there, the first two is full of shit. These gym Britneys, they're only good for recreational use only. If you wipe something like this up, trust me, a dude like this would be bending her over that weight bench real quick. One of them late night workouts.
There's financial stability.
You would like to contribute financially as well?
Yeah, of course. I don't think a man or a woman necessarily, like, there's no breadwinner. You know, I can be the breadwinner as a woman, you can be the breadwinner, you know?
If everybody makes bread, there's more bread on the table.
Right, exactly.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Let me know if y'all believe it or is she just saying what she know the men want to hear. Maybe if he a 10 out of 10 in every other category, but she ain't gonna mention that.
Power couple vibes.
Okay, what do you expect a man to bring to the table then?
I expect him to bring the same thing that I bring to the table. I think there's definitely like some masculine energy that I think he needs to bring to kind of bring out like my feminine energy, you know, like a little dominance, but like not too.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you?
6 foot minimum, at least 6 foot. Come and be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100k.
100,000. At least 100k a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400k.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
Like no Chad. I don't want to just hang out with you for the weekend. My profile says that I want a long-term relationship. Okay.
Did you hear she said power couple? Strong, dominant men don't want to be in a power couple. And did you peep how she said, I need somebody who could bring out my feminine? No, you supposed to just be feminine, off top. Before I do anything, you supposed to come to the table feminine. See, if you let women keep talking, they always expose themselves. I hate that conditional femininity bullshit. And then these women want this perfect balance of a dude who dominant, but not too dominant. No, he either dominant or he not. It ain't no perfect mix of anything. I want him to be sweet and sensitive, but not too sweet and sensitive. No, just pick one. That dude doesn't exist. That's the perfect mix of everything. You either gonna get a sweet, sensitive dude who just sweet and sensitive, or you gonna get a strong, dominant man who don't take no shit. You don't get to tweak the knobs. Most sweet, sensitive dudes are a certain type of way most of the time. Most dominant alpha males are a certain type of way most of the time. And he's not going to tweak it to your feelings. Well, I don't feel like you're being that dominant today. Well, I'm not in the mood for you to be that sweet and sensitive today. It don't work like that. And that's why most of these women will stay single. Because they're looking for this impossible man.
Found a place, all right?
Yeah, I'm here, right? Uh-huh. Nice cleavage. So listen, we both know this isn't going to be the date of a lifetime, right? Because clearly I'm no great catch. And you must not be either if you agree to go out with me, right? And I got to tell you, the fact that you're halfway attractive is not helping your case. If anything, it's got me more convinced that you're absolutely nuts. Now that that's out of the way, We've got at least 4 very unforgettable hours in front of us. I made reservations for dinner, but neither of us is going to enjoy it because you're not going to be able to eat as much as you want for fear that I'm going to think you're a big fat pig. And I'm going to be worried the whole time over whether I got enough money on the gift card my grandma gave me to pay for dinner. Following that, we'll go get some drinks, and you'll offer to pay, and I'll pretend I don't want you to. After that, you'll tell me all about your sister's kids, and I'll tell you all about the boil on my thigh. We can move on to getting over here, where you'll then ask me in for a drink, and then I'll come in and awkwardly seduce you into a quick and unfulfilling screw. Then I'll make something up about having to get up early in the morning so I don't have to stick around. So we can do all that, or I could give you a cheeseburger, and you could give me a hand job. What do you say?
No pickles.
I mean, yeah, ladies, once you get past a certain age, this is what's waiting for you. You better lock down a man in your 20s, or you'll be given hand jobs and Honda Sonatas for a cheeseburger. Oh, yeah, that guy made some great points, too. A woman looking good in her 30s and 40s and still being single is a huge red flag. But they think it's like a flex. Like, I still got it. I still look good. No, that makes it more awkward when you still date. And by that age, men kind of understand the basics of how women work and, you know, the math of it all.